I think the process has took slightly longer than we might have anticipated, but I think all told it's important that we took our time. We were methodical in the approach. We've interviewed a number of candidates. We've gone through a range of second and third interviews. I think when you are a little bit more patient, I think that's a little bit of a virtue, and then you end up with the right guy.
Absolutely. I mean, see, there might be a few fans fearing that, or, you know, obviously we're not even into pre-season yet, but the work into going into kind of looking at the squad, looking to make additions, etc., etc. Have you lost out in the time window a little bit?
No, I don't think so. I think this is naturally a period in the summer where football clubs tend to be fairly quiet. Davey's got a lot to pick up in a very short space of time, but I think he's more than capable of getting on with that.
And obviously, seven managers in seven seasons. I mean, a lot of football clubs have similar sorts of stats, but yeah. What did you see in David that wanted you to give him the job, but also a three-year contract?
Yeah, look, we did a very detailed profile and job description for the role that we wanted to fill. We presented to all the candidates, and obviously David got the structure of how the club wants to operate, and there was a natural marriage. I think he came in with a presentation that was weirdly similar. So it was a great fit in terms of philosophy and the way he wants to run a football club and get our football club some success. So the fit was great, and I think we've got a really good guy.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, you know, I asked him earlier about, you know, budgets and that sort of thing. Obviously, you can't sustain the amount you have been spending year after year, season after season. What can you tell the fans in terms of what they can expect David to work with this season?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's clear we're not going to be the top budget that we have been 2 years ago and the second top budget that we were last year in the division. There are some big clubs coming down out of the Championship with fairly sizable budgets that I think they're going to struggle to change. But we will have a competitive budget. I mean, let's be clear, we want to get the club out of the Championship, into the Championship, sorry, as soon as possible. So the budget will be competitive, but it won't be the best.
I mean, obviously, he's got masses of credentials as a player. You know, we've all seen him do some great stuff for, you know, the Scottish teams, but also the national team. Obviously, as a manager, this is his first full proper managerial post. Obviously, no concerns over that part of, you know, his experience.
No, look, all managers have to start somewhere. I worked for a football club prior to coming to Sheffield where the club appointed two first-time managers fairly quickly in Brendan Rodgers and Malky Mackay. They proved to be successful in their own right in different ways. I hope he follows that pathway with Sheffield United and not flipping on to another football club. But, you know, he's got all the attributes. You know, he's obviously got great leadership qualities as a player and clearly as a man. And I think he'll be a perfect fit for us.
Indeed. And what sort of football? Because, I mean, obviously there's been a bit of criticism with the style of play of the previous couple of bosses, but what do you think David might bring to this Sheffield United team that might be a bit refreshing for fans?
Yeah, well, look, I think primarily every football club wants winning football. But I think from a philosophical point of view, the club needs to create a kind of way of playing right the way through its academy, right the way into the first team and from the first team down into the academy, if you want to translate it that way. So, you know, we know in terms of what he's presented, how he'd like to play. We think that's going to be quite exciting for people to watch, and we hope it produces results.
Brilliant. I mean, obviously, as a club, you'll be wanting to get straight back into the Championship after a three-year absence, but obviously he signed a three-year contract. If he doesn't do it first time round, do you as a club have a level of patience to say, well, you know, we'll stick it out, or is it just a case of wait and see?
I think we have to have. I think clubs, all clubs need stability, and I think everybody talks about it, but it's very difficult to deliver. But I think if you've got faith in someone and they're part of the cultural change that you're trying to bring, and there are positive steps along the way, then you stick with it and you persevere and you be consistent.
Absolutely. I mean, he said that, you know, you've got a great academy here, you bring some good young talent, but obviously he's got those connections with Everton, but also with Moyes at Manchester United. I mean, you hopefully might sneak the odd name in. Obviously the younger names who are upcoming stars.
Look, you know, we need to recruit some players. There will be a squad transition of sorts. The more contacts he's got, the better in terms of the level of player that can come to Sheffield United.
Absolutely. And what's your message to the fans on this appointment?
Well, I just hope they're pleased. David's in post. I think he's a really positive appointment. I think he can bring that leadership to the football side of the football club that brings that level of positivity and enthusiasm that we all want to see winning football. We want to see the club at the top of the division. We want to see the club in the Championship. So the sooner the better.
absolutely. And obviously the fixtures haven't been arranged as yet, but have you been looking at pre-season friendlies? I'm sure the fans will want to have an early look at how David's setting up the team.
Yeah, the pre-season schedule went out. We're doing 3 games in Scotland, 3 games locally. So that went out a couple of days ago. We had to get all that planned before David arrived. So yeah, there'll be 6 or 7 games for people to digest.